This is Willy the Wizard by Anthony Brown. If you hear beep, you may turn the page. Beep. Willy loved football, but there was a problem. He didn't have any boots. He couldn't afford them. Beep.
Willy went eagerly to the practice sessions every week. He ran and chased and harried, but no one passed the ball to him. He was never picked for the team.
Beep. One evening when Willy was walking home, he passed the old pie factory. He saw someone kicking a ball around. The stranger was wearing old-fashioned soccer gear, like the clothes Willy remembered his dad wearing. But he was good, very good. Beep.
Willy watched for a while, and when the ball came over to him, he kicked it back. They played silently together, passing the ball to and fro. Beep.
Then the stranger did something very odd. He unlaced his boots, took them off, and without saying a word, handed them to Willy. Beep.
Willy stared at them with wonder. When he looked up, no one was there.
Beep. Taking great care not to step on any cracks in the pavement, Willy carried the boots home. He cleaned and polished them until they looked new. Beep.
Then he went slowly upstairs, counting every step. 16. Washed his hands and face very thoroughly. Brushed his teeth for exactly 4 minutes. Put on his pyjamas, always the top first. Always with 4 buttons fastened. Used the lavatory and dived into bed. He had to be in before the flushing stopped, for who knows what would happen if he wasn't. Every morning he repeated all these actions in reverse. Every morning. Beep!
For the next football practice, Willy proudly took along his boots. But the other players weren't exactly impressed. Beep.
Until they saw him play, wearing the old boots, Willy was fantastic. Beep.
When the captain pinned up the team for the next Sunday's match, Willy couldn't hardly believe his eyes. Beep.
He was so pleased that he ran all the way home, being very careful not to step on the cracks. Beep.
Every day Willy wore his boots and practiced shooting, dribbling, passing and heading. He got better and better. Willy was sure his boots were magic. Beep.
Every evening Willy wore his boots and went back to the old pie factory. There was something curiously familiar about the stranger which made Willy want to see him again, but he was never there. Beep.
On Friday night, Willy went through his usual bedtime routine. He went slowly upstairs, counting every step, still 16. Washed his hands and face very thoroughly. Brushed his teeth for exactly 4 minutes. Put on his pajamas, the top on first, with 4 buttons fastened. Used the lavatory and dived into bed before the flushing stopped. Phew! Beep.
But Willy was too excited to sleep. Even when he drifted off, he spent an uncomfortable night dreaming of disasters. Beep.
In the morning, he woke up with a start. It was 9:45 and the match started at 10. He leaped out of bed, threw his clothes on, raced downstairs and dashed out of the door. Beep.
Willy ran all the way to the football ground. Beep.
When he got there, all of the other players were already changed. The captain threw Willy his kit and he put it on. Then an awful thought struck him. He had forgotten his boots. Someone found him another pair. "Why, you don't understand," he said. But... The team had to already gone out onto the pitch. Beep.
The crowd's roar turned to laughter when Woody emerged from the dressing room. Woody grinned, but inside he felt angry. Beep.
The game started. Whirly was amazed how fast it went. Within minutes, the opposition had scored. 1-0. From the restart, the ball got shot out to Whirly on the wing. He hadn't time to think, so he just ran with the ball at his feet. Beep.
Whirly was magic. The ball seemed to be attached to him by an invisible thread. He dribbled past the opponents and sent in a perfect goal. Beep.
Seemed that Whirly couldn't do no wrong. Every time he got the ball, the opponents was mesmerised. The teams were very evenly matched. With seconds to go, the score was still 1-1. The ball was passed to Whirly in defence. He took on one player, then another, and another, and another, until he got past the whole team. Beep.
Only the goalkeeper to beat. The keeper was huge and the net looked tiny. Could Whirly do it? Beep.
He could! The crowd was spellbound as Whirly lurched up to the perfect shot. Goal! Beep.
Whirly the wizard, Whirly the wizard, chanted the crowd. Beep.
Later, on his way home, Whirly thought about the boots and the stranger, and he smiled. That was Whirly the Wizard by Anthony Brown. I hope you enjoyed it.